Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
It is now time to find out the learn about the goings off around the world that haven't reached the front pages. Our guide as ever is Jonathan de Burke Butler. Jonathan, how are you?
Tom, how are you getting on? Maria Callas worked for us to keep the firstborn nice and quiet.
Did she?
Yeah, I know that sounds very highbrow, but
it did
true.
For a minute. Yeah. And just opera, really, and
just Maria Callas
was the one.
I'd say if she was singing a Pogue song, it would have worked.
Would have worked. Yeah, that's probably. Amazing. Yeah, and the first one was easygoing or difficult.
We'll get on to the world to use now, I think.
All right.
Before I give him a complex on live on air.
Fair enough. Right then, to the UK first, and interesting statistics around terrorism.
Yes, very interesting, and interesting the way that they were reported, I have to say. I'm going to say straight off that I got this story originally from The Independent in London, which would, of course, be very much left-leaning. And they led with the headline that more white people were being arrested for terrorism than any other group this year.
Okay.
Which is true, right? So if you break down the statistics, first of all, I suppose the statistics, they come from the Home Office in the UK. And the headline for them, I suppose, is the fact that the numbers are down, right? The numbers of arrests, they're down 22%. So from June of last year, they do them quarterly, right? So from June of last year to June of this year, there was 351 arrests. Of those, 38% were white, 37% were Asian, 8% were black. And according to the Home Office, the rest of them, 16, 17%, whatever it is, were other. Whatever other is, I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, that's what they were. So the Independent took the headline as being more white terrorists than any other ethnic race.
It's trying to scare people, is it?
I don't know what it's trying to do. I suppose from their point of view, it would have an agenda as such. And it would try and focus on the fact that there is, and there has been, a rise in the number of arrests relating to far-right National Front type, National Action type terrorism. And that makes sense because a group called National Action were actually deemed a terrorist organisation in 2016. And as a result, there have been a series of arrests against those people who are predominantly white.
Okay. One of the things it points out is an overall fall in terror arrests.
Yes.
Which kind of gives you a little bit of optimism, but it's really sad about the backdrop of the previous year having just been so bloody awful.
Exactly. Westminster and wasn't it Ariana Grande?
Yeah,
that
Manchester.
Absolutely awful bombing in Manchester. And there was because they do them quarterly, as I said, the last time they looked at this was from April to April. And of course, those two events, I think, took place in March. So there was a spike in arrests around about that time. It would have been whatever it was, well over 400. And so they're actually warning, the Home Office are saying, okay, while it might be good news on the surface, people need to stay vigilant because there's still a risk there, and it was an unusual spike in the last round. So there's, you know, the statistics and how they're interpreted, I think, is probably most interesting.
Is there a little bit, though, again, going back to optimism, of them being more successful in their raids and in actually foiling?
Well, what they've told us anyway, or what they can release, is that they've foiled 13 attempts by Islamists and 4 attempts by extreme right groups. Okay.
The extreme right wing groups, I presume, are a different type of threat, aren't they? The Islamists, I presume, are attacks on Western culture and pretty much all of us.
Yeah.
The extreme right wing, they'd be targeting immigrants, wouldn't they?
Well, I think they would be. And I think what the police are worried about and the security services are worried about is that it's going to end up being a sort of a tit for tat type situation. Okay, they attack us, we attack you. I mean, the guy who drove the truck into the mosque in Finsbury Park, that would have been around about the time after Westminster. I mean, he said, I think, I'm open to correction on this, but that he was motivated by what had been going on over the previous few weeks. That was a very pointed attack. I used to live up around that part of London, and that was a very pointed attack on a community region. But just one other thing on those statistics, it should be said that when you look at the percentages, they're obviously in proportion to each other. But when you look at the overall statistics, the number of people, white people arrested is down from 152 to 133. And so is the number of Asians, down from 197 to 129. So although the proportion might be, you know, there might be more whites than there is Asians, both numbers are going down.
Right. And Islamists make up 82% of the terrorist prisoners
who are actually in prison. Because, in fact, of those 351 people who were arrested in the last 12 months, only 46 have been convicted.
Okay. Meanwhile, in Nigeria, this is an interesting story. This is a woman born in the UK, educated in the UK, and then travels to Nigeria where she falls foul of a strange thing.
Yeah, this is Kemi Adeosun. She's a 51-year-old politician. I think she's still kept her seat, although she has lost her office as finance minister. Back in July, I think, of this year, a story broke that she had forged her National Youth Service Corps certificate, or at least her exemption from that, right? So if you're a student in Nigeria and you graduate under the age of 30, apparently you have to go and do service for a year, or civil service or a military service or whatever it might be.
Okay. Everybody.
Yeah, if you do that, okay, that means you can get a job effectively and you can stand for public office. If you don't do that, you can't stand for public office and you can't get a job for the government. So what's interesting about Kemi Adeosun is that she was, as you said, born in the UK. She went to university, East London University, graduated around about the age of 22. Presumably she was back and forth between Nigeria, but she didn't get a passport until she was 34, and then she got into politics. So when she took office, and this is what she says, she charged other people to look after the exemption certificate for her. And okay. I think what happened was those people who were charged with doing that just didn't bother going the full course and ended up getting her a forged certificate, which was then discovered by the media.
Sounds like a huge jump there, I have to say.
Yeah,
John,
fair enough.
You know,
that's what she's saying, though.
Yeah, that they end up, you know, surely somebody like her, well-educated, coming in with ideas to go into politics could allow herself to end up with a forged certificate.
And that's what I was about to say. Ultimately, it was her responsibility. I mean, this story has been rolling on for 4 months. It was beginning to become a problem. So this is why she's fallen on her sword. She says it's not her fault, but that for the sake of party unity and the fact that, you know, the president, Muhammadu Buhari, has an election coming up in February, that she's going to stand aside. It's also more than likely that she was given a little bit of a shove because she's not a heavy hitter.
It does kind of smack of those stories you hear of American politicians who managed to avoid going to Vietnam. You know, they fell back on their wealthy backgrounds, their connections or whatever else, and felt that's
indeed
right. It's somebody else's war, it's not mine.
Meanwhile,
in Zimbabwe, cholera.
Yeah, shocking story. This is just in the last week, in fact, 26 people now dead in Harare as a result of a cholera outbreak. They did have one a number of 10 years ago, 2008, in which 4,000 people died and about 100,000 people were affected. So they want to avoid those kind of numbers. And for that reason, they have banned public gatherings in the capital of Zimbabwe. Now, that's a problem because, as you know, there's sort of a lot of political turmoil there. And the MDC, do you remember Morgan Tsvangirai, who died earlier this year, the poor guy who was poisoned and his wife died in suspicious circumstances? Well, that's his party. Okay. And they, in the most recent elections at the end of July, I think they got 44% as opposed to Mnangagwa's 54-55%. Anyway, ZANU-PF under Mnangagwa came back into power. But the MDC party are disputing that, and they were going to hold a rally on Saturday. This is 3 days after the ban on public gatherings, in which they were going to basically inaugurate their new leader, Nelson.
Mock inauguration.
A mock inauguration where they were going to bring in their new leader. They were actually given a waiver for that, but probably quite sensibly they decided to call it off themselves. Probably would have been a bit of a disaster. So by calling it off themselves, I suppose they're seen to have a bit more control over it.
It would appear it would be reckless if they'd gone ahead, wouldn't it?
I mean, sure,
it is a very genuine outbreak.
Almost certainly. I mean, 26 people in about a week have died already, so it's spreading quite quickly.
This story from Israel is a bit disheartening, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a quick story, but it's a bit of a shocker. It's a company by the name of Masada Armor, and they say they have... they've invented a backpack which is bulletproof, Right. So they say that they're doing it. It's a unique item, to quote them, to protect against the threat of school shootings.
So it's for school children.
Yeah. It must be, you know, really for the American market. And what's interesting about this is that you can get two types. So there's the basic version, which weighs about £6 and sells for $500. And that will stop you from being shot by a handgun.
Yeah.
But if you care more about your kids, you can upgrade against more powerful weapons, but that will cost you an extra $250.
It's expensive enough. It's $500 for the basic ones, you're saying, $750. And it does weigh £9.
That's quite heavy.
And we know, I don't know, school bags are indeed also in this, you know, they're not empty. What a dispiriting
it's
thing
terrible,
to
isn't
be
it?
Sending your child out, basically, dressed to stop a high velocity
sending them
rifle.
Out like James Bond. I mean, it's not exactly the way to deal
what
with it.
What does it say about the world? And invented in Israel. Good luck at that. Now then, this is a heartening little tale, I think.
You
Australia
like
and Harper Nielsen. Her name will live long.
It will indeed, and it's certainly getting. She's got a hashtag of her own now and everything. It's I sit
and
with
she's
Harper,
nine.
And she's only nine. So it's a simple enough story. Every morning when she goes into school, they play the Australian national anthem. It's called Advance Australia Fair. But she doesn't agree that Australia should advance fairly,
right.
Or at least she says that it's
not
fair for everybody, because she says that it's to quote her, she says when it says advance Australia fair, it means advance the white people, and it says there's another line in it apparently which says we are young, let us rejoice for we are young and free, and she says that dismisses the fact that Aborigines have been in the country for 50,000 years. She was given detention. The media found out about it, and now everybody's weighing
so
in with an opinion.
So on what she's doing, really, she's nine.
Yeah.
And she is saying that the American national anthem isn't inclusive.
The Australian one, isn't inclusive.
Sorry, but the Australian
one, it's an interesting slip of the tongue, because we have all of this thing going on with
bending the knee.
Yeah, bending the knee. Yeah. And people are saying this is where she's got her influence from, but, you know, who cares?
Well, no, I have to say, if she was my nine-year-old and she was registering and putting her view across that strongly, I'd be thinking, I've done good work here.
That's what her dad thinks as well. Yeah,
so
he's pretty proud. Yeah.
What's the reaction in Australia?
Well, it's extraordinary, because there's a senator, a woman by the name of Pauline Hanson, and she said that Australian schools were brainwashing their children. And she says, here we have a kid who's been brainwashed, and I'll tell you what, I'd give her a kick up the backside. So that's how she deals
with it. I think this is appalling.
I think this
Pauline Hanson woman is a piece of work.
Yeah.
So she is suggesting abuse and violence towards the nine-year-old, rather than hear an opposing viewpoint from a nine-year-old.
Yeah.
Nice work, Pauline Hanson, we say. And does she have much support? What do other people say?
Well, Tony Abbott, who's the former PM, he's weighed in and said that standing for the anthem is good manners, simply. But there's a fair few people. There was another one who jokingly is a member of the Liberal Party, I think, who said that she was a brat and should be expelled. But not everybody is in agreement.
All right, so does she have any people agreeing with her?
Is it just her dad? Oh no, there's loads of people. There's sports
Tell me
people.
It's more than her
you know,
dad.
There's sports people and all sorts of people who are weighing in behind her.
You're educating your children to be independently minded and think for themselves, aren't you? And that's a fantastic example.
And she's right as well.
I would have said yes. Yeah. Very good. Views on that, please. 53106. Would you be giving her a kick up the backside? Or, God, giving a day off school for all students in honour of her. Meanwhile, in El Salvador.
Yeah, El Salvador. 6 million people live in this country. It's quite poor. It's got the fourth or fifth highest murder rate in the world. And not only that, it's got to deal with politicians like former President Antonio Saca. Now, thankfully, Antonio Saca was sentenced to 10 years last week, and this was for embezzling and money laundering, which equated to apparently about $260 million.
Wow.
He set up lots of different companies and had lots of, you know, fake directors and various different things set up through which he filtered this money. And he was caught 2 years ago, actually arrested at his son's wedding, would you believe? Which
very
I think is
Godfather-esque.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. And has been since sentenced to 10 years. Not the only president who is accused of being naughty. There's one in particular, Francisco Flores, who came before him. He was president between 1999 and 2004. Particularly disgusting, given that he diverted, or was accused at least, of diverting $15 million of aid that was given to him by the Taiwanese government after there was an earthquake in the country in El Salvador in 2001.
And then Funes, the other
guy? Yeah, Mauricio Funes, who's now in Nicaragua, and he's being investigated for, I think, embezzling about $700,000.
Small change by comparison to
the 260 million. Yeah.
That is going, means their leaders from 2004 onwards, every single one of them has been indicted for corruption.
Yeah.
Incredible. In Brazil, a former president in prison.
Yeah.
It's still a popular choice.
He's a very popular choice. This is a very famous president. He was president from 2003 until 2010. This is President Lula. He was going to go again. And it's been a remarkable story, really, this whole campaign, this presidential campaign in Brazil. He, back in July of 2017, was sent to prison for 12 years. Cut a long story short, he has a nice condo on the beach and he was given a kickback to make that condo even nicer. Okay. He says he didn't do anything and he knew nothing about it. And a lot of the electorate seemed to agree with him.
Or don't care.
Yeah, or maybe don't care. If he was to run, he would hands down win the upcoming election on the 7th of October. The problem is he has now finally pulled out of the race. Okay. So he has said, look, I can't run because...
I'm in prison,
even though they are contesting it still, his party are contesting it. But the deadline was looming on the list of presidential candidates. And what you would have had was his Workers' Party would have had no candidate had he not stepped aside and the appeal gone against him.
Okay.
So he's thrown his weight behind another candidate, Fernando Haddad, who looks like he's in second place at the moment, looks like he will probably get to a runoff. And if he does get to a runoff at this early stage now in his candidature, he will win late October sometime.
Very good. Very briefly, Tajikistan, not a place I would have thought is awash in kind of liberal values, but it appears I'm wrong.
Well, it seems that they're flipping the script on catcallers, and that's what seems to be going on here. There's been a series of complaints by women in the capital, Dushanbe, and the authorities decided to take action on it. So they've started prosecuting people and sending them to jail for catcalling and whistling and all various different things. Unwelcome compliments, shall we call them.
One guy called a 19-year-old, he called her a $100 girl, which was slang for being a prostitute.
Yeah.
And they sorted him out, didn't
they? They did, yeah. I think he got 5 days in prison and he was made to, I think, do some cleaning, painting and various different things like that.
Yeah.
But more than anything, they published photos of that across their police social media and the like. So they're hoping that this will be held up as an example. Now, it should be said that these guys in Tajikistan, they don't mess. You might remember a couple of years ago, they shaved beards off about 140,000 men because they don't want extreme Islam to take hold in the country. So when they say they're going to do something, they tend to follow through.
Thanks very much for that, Jonathan. You can listen back to the podcast around the world on newstalk.com/ Moncrief. We're back after this.
Moncrief on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.